Next patient is Ernestina Garza. The last name is G-A-R-Z-A. First name, Ernestina. E-R-N-E-S-T-I-N-A. This is a 46-year-old white female following this practice because of CKD stage 4, related to membranous nephropathy associated to systemic lupus erythematosus. Period, the patient was biopsy in 2019. The patient had severe global sclerosis and interstitial fibrosis of 70%. So we know that this patient is going to need dialysis. She continues to take CellCept, and at the present time, the serum creatinine has increased to 3.43. The BUN is 56. The estimated GFR is 16. The patient has evidence of a metabolic acidosis. The CO2 is 15. She is not taking the bicarbonate. She is advised to take the bicarbonate 2 tablets 2 times a day. Prescription has been sent to the pharmacy. A following number, hyperkalemia, most likely related to the chronic kidney disease and the metabolic acidosis. A low potassium diet along with the administration of sodium bicarbonate will improve the condition. Following number, the patient has a albumin of 4.5. The liver function tests are within normal limits. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of seizure disorder that is treated with the administration of phentoin and followed by the neurologist. Following number, hypertension that remains to be at a level of 131 over 87 is better than before. The patient has lost another 6 pounds and she's determined to continue losing weight. Paragraph. I am going to call the transplant coordinator and let her know the status of her kidney disease. We don't know whether or not this patient is going to be active in the kidney transplant list because, as mentioned in the prior appointments, in the prior visits, the patient was called for transplantation and she declined. Reevaluation in 2 months with laboratory workup.